Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Yeah. Hey, what's up? Hey, real quick, before we go into sports, got to give a shout out. What up, Nikki? My sister, she's listening. She's driving to Kalamazoo right now. So up early, up and at him. And what's up, sis?
Yeah, I know. She texted me already, so I knew she was listening.
Oh, yeah, you bastard.
Hey, what's up, Nikki? All right. I won't make any other jokes. I'll be good. She's a sweet lady,
you know what?
And I wouldn't do that to her. I wouldn't.
Just continue with the mom jokes. Leave my sister out of it, bastard.
Yeah. It's enough out of there. I love her. Look, that's fine. Mate, you can say mom jokes. I said, no, you don't have a chance, okay? No way in hell. You keep away from my sister, you son of a bitch.
I mean, look at her.
All right. Well, to Nikki out there, we're going to listen to your brother do sports now, and he's going to blow it probably. So yeah. Let's do sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right. Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light. Other amazing great Bud.
Oh, I'm
going to
blow, huh?
Yeah.
I'm going to screw it up. I guess that was me, huh?
I got nervous because I knew your sister was listening, man. I said, oh, God.
You shut up.
Anyway, hit them up. Bud Distributing, getting you taken care of so you're never thirsty. All right, Hunter, take it away. I think I know what you're going to lead off with, but maybe not. I don't. Who knows?
No, I'm going to finish with it because you know I got to finish with that, man.
Gotcha.
You know, Major League Baseball, let's kick it off. Major League Baseball, still no steroids in baseball. All right, moving on to basketball.
No steroids, no home run derby. We don't care. Fair enough.
All right, Major League Baseball. Yesterday, Indians beat the Tigers 5-2. Pirates beat the Cubs 7-1. Damn. Royals beating the White Sox 4-3 in 10 innings there. Tonight, Cubs going to be in Milwaukee playing the Brewers 7-40. Indians going to be in Chicago playing the White Sox at 8-10. And Tigers going to be in Houston playing the Astros. At 8-10. You can catch that on 94.9. Nikki, quit texting me because I'm reading this off my phone and you can hear it. So, NBA last night, Timberwolves beating the Bulls 121-113. Pacers beating the Grizzlies 132-125. And the Clippers beating the Pistons 131-124. Tonight, Bulls going to be in Memphis playing the Grizzlies at 9 o'clock. NHL, some NHL news. Red Wings going to be in Carolina playing the Hurricanes at 7 o'clock. Blackhawks going to be in Columbus playing the Blue Jackets at 7. All right. That's what you wanted me to get to, I believe. Golf.
Yeah,
golf
the
news
Masters.
Over the weekend.
The Masters.
It is one of those programs where you just, you know, if you're into golf, you really enjoy it. If you don't like golf, you really don't get it and understand. You watch the whole weekend, you're like, what? Why?
Yeah.
Why am I? I'm talking about my wife. You know, she like sits there. God bless her heart. She sits there and like pretends like, oh, he's pretty good, right? Yeah. Like, you don't have to pretend to like it, you know?
Just literally go do anything else. It's fine.
This is one of the times where I'm like, you can go on your phone as long as you want because I know you're not interested in this. But the Masters over the weekend, Hideki Matsuyama, the first Japanese player in a green jacket. That's right, man. The 29-year-old won the Masters despite a few nervous moments. He led as many as 6 on the back 9. He was only 2 ahead going into the 16th hole. Xander Schauffele made it easy for him by hitting into the water and into the gallery, making a triple bogey on number 16. Matsuyama takes his first place. Takes first place among the elite in golf. The victory comes 10 years after he was the low amateur in the Masters as a teenager. So pretty cool, man. Japan, we got to give it up. There you go, Japan.
Finally
got somebody in there. Matsuyama, dude, the guy just kills it. You sit there and you wait, like, he's got to screw up once, right? Nah, some of these Japanese golfers, man, are just absolutely phenomenal.
Dude.
Both male and female. Some of the best golfers in the women's division are Japanese. So congratulations to the country, to Hideki, and to all of the folk proud of Matsuyama taking the green jacket there. So
to completely go off of everything you were just saying, apparently a lot of people are obsessed with the 24-year-old rookie, Will Zalatoris.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's...
He was sick. Dude, he came back. I think it was within like 2 at the end there. He's 6'2", like 165. He is a beanpole. He's a lot like me.
He looks like the caddy.
Looks like me out there.
He looks like the caddy from Happy Gilmore. That's what everyone's saying.
Dude, you're right. He looks like the caddy from Mr. Gilmore. Yeah.
Actually, I think we have audio from the Masters and Will Zalatoris out there.
Hey, where you going on those clubs, punk?
Mr. Gilmore, I'm your caddy.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. No. Let me carry these, all right? They're my grandfather's. They're pretty old.
Well, what should I do then?
I don't know. Why don't you just watch me and make sure I don't do anything stupid, okay?
Adam Sandler attacked him. He thought he was his caddy. Thought it was his caddy.
Zalatoris, he does look like the caddy from Happy Gilmore.
Funny. I had to do that. I had nothing else to contribute, so I just went with that. So. All right.
Anything else? You go. It's your sports this morning.
Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rock One Show with Brock and Hunter. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
All righty. Good morning. 727 Brock Hunter.
Morning.
Yeah, ace.
How you doing? How you doing, kid?
You know what? I'm doing better. I was feeling kind of blah this morning. You like, yeah, it's Monday. I don't want to do it. And then, got to talk about,
Playboy. Did you get your blankie? Now you're happy?
I got a warm glass of milk, and I'm feeling better. Okay. Yeah.
Hey, you know what I did the other night real quick? And it reminded me of you. And I'm like, damn it. This is exactly what Brock did on the radio the other day. I was real tired the other night, and I jumped in bed, and I was freezing. I don't know, I was cold, and the bed was warm, and I got in there, and it felt so, like my body was tingly, felt great. And I'm like, damn it, that's what Brock did on the radio the other day.
You just kind of bite your lower lip, and you shake your shoulders.
Wife's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I don't know. But it's comfortable.
You're like a little cat. You're all cozy like a cat. You rub your feet together. They say you got your feet rubbing together, and you're just like,
right to sleep.
Yep. Yeah, that's
right
that's,
to sleep.
I literally do that every night in bed before I go to sleep. I just curl up, and I got, your hands are up together close on your chest, and you're gripping your blanket. Chin. Yep, and you're just, and you got to do a little shoulder shake, a little shoulder shimmy.
You got to shake them like Shaq in that one commercial, the Gold Bond commercial.
And then as you get sleepier and sleepier, you're just like, Yep, like a toddler, like an effing toddler. Well, I'm glad you experienced it. That's good.
That's good.
Right.
That's nice.
Well, let's enough talking about our bedtime sleep routine. Let's get to it. It's time for sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right. Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light and other great products for you to enjoy so you're never thirsty. All right, hit us with it. What do you got?
Thirsty. He said it right, ladies and gentlemen. Let's kick it off with some kick-ass baseball scores. Major League Baseball yesterday. Indians beating the Tigers 5-2. The Pirates beating the Cubs 7-1. Royals beating the White Sox 4-3 in 10 innings there. Do have some games tonight. The Cubs going to be in Milwaukee playing the Brewers at 7:40. Indians going to be in Chicago playing the White Sox at 8:10. Tigers going to be in Houston playing the Astros. What are you doing over there?
I'm doing my hand grip workouts. While you're doing sports.
Well, do it away from the mic. We're trying to do sports over here. Nobody cares about your strong wrist.
I'm trying to get fit here. I'm sorry.
What are you trying to look like Popeye? I never got those things. You know, what do you need a grip for? For golf, maybe, I guess?
Super grip
maybe
for grabbing
bowling?
Super grip for grabbing your mom's ace.
You put those things down. She don't want any of that. That's for sure.
Got that
NBA let... Jesus. NBA last night. Timberwolves. We're trying to be serious. This sport.
I'm bored over here. Give me something to talk about.
All right, hang on. We're getting there. I'm just going through scores right now. All Timberwolves beating the Bulls 121-113. Pacers beat the Grizzlies 132-125. Clippers beating the Pistons 131-124. Chicago, the Bulls going to be in Memphis tonight playing the Grizzlies at 9 o'clock. Let's just get to the old golf. We want to talk about Happy Gilmore's caddy, right?
That's right. Gilmore, I'm your caddy.
I'm your caddy. It was, phenomenal golf over the weekend, ladies and gentlemen. Hideki Matsuyama is the first Japanese player in a green jacket. That's right. The 29-year-old won the Masters despite a few nervous moments. He led as many as six on the back nine.
He was only two ahead going into the 16th hole. And then Xander Schauffele made it easy for him by hitting into the water and then into the gallery, making a triple bogey on 16.
What a chump.
What a chump. Choking. It's like the hardest golf course in the world.
Yeah.
Matsuyama's takes his place among the elite in golf. Victory comes 10 years after he was the low amateur in the Masters as a teenager. So congratulations to Hideki, to Japan, first Japanese player in the green jacket. And congratulations, yeah, man.
That's fantastic. You could tell,
like, it was a special moment for him yesterday. But Zalatoris?
Will Zalatoris or whatever. Anyway, he's the one I really want to talk about because people were obsessed with him, not because of his play, which he's a hell of a golfer, 24-year-old rookie out there smashing it. No, it's
smashing
because
it, dude.
He looks like the caddy from Happy Gilmore.
It does. Mr. Gilmore, I'm your caddy.
Where are you going with those clubs, punk? Yeah, he actually got he got attacked by a guy there because they saw him walking the clubs. He thought he stole them from somebody. That's what it was.
That's funny, dude. He definitely does. Like, a few more freckles, that guy definitely looks
So right now, the thing is what's getting him is he's a beanpole. He's tall and skinny. But then he's got the blonde curly hair.
Yeah, blonde locks.
If I were
my wife, the wife said she thought he looked like Owen Wilson.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see that.
A little bit of Owen Wilson.
What he needs to do is get a tight-ass perm or jerry curl, and he needs to go back out on that golf course and be looking at this picture.
Here's the thing. That's going to work to his advantage. Yeah. So now he sticks out. He was in contention to win the Masters.
Yeah.
As a rookie, now everybody's talking about him because he looks like Happy Gilmore's caddy. It's going to work out for him pretty well. I guarantee you that. You know, it seems like a cool guy.
Mr. Gilmore, I'm your caddy.
What did he say in the interview before Sunday's round? Something in regards to like I'm dumb enough to think that I can win this or something like
perfect.
That.
Perfect. Perfect.
You
I
know?
Like that.
Like, I kind of like this guy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Fantastic.
He's real.
I like it.
So
good.
Great golf over the weekend, man. If you guys got to sit back in the old lazy boy and have a few beers and watch and enjoy it, I'm sure you did just as much as we did. So it was a great round of golf.
I like him. All right. That's your sports?
Yep, that's my sports.
That's your sports. Brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.